sucks and what's working now. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 to see.
With the current stock market volatility, isn't it nice to know that in bonds, the rules are the rules of the rules? Every Saturday morning on What's Working Now, we talk about bonds and how they work. Wouldn't you like to listen in?
What's Working Now, Saturday mornings at 10. Presented by TriStar Financial on the Biz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Bar Talk. This is the seventh edition of Bar Talk. Scott Boats here, my friend and colleague Daphne Patterson, talking about probate wars. That is the conflict that breaks out over issues of inheritance, aging, and other issues. For example, Daphne, just want to apply the notion of doing powers of attorney to a couple cases. One is the Ted Williams case. Cryonically frozen, I guess that's the way to describe it. And then Terry Schiavo.
If he did a power of attorney right now, would that be valid? If his head...
No, he can't do that.
He can't
Here's the deal. There is an instrument known as, quote, the living will. Don't confuse that with the living trust, but it's this whole idea. And honestly, I don't know how they put those words together. Living will. I understand will from the point of being a verb, you know what I mean? To have will, and this describing what you want while you're alive. But the preferred language to me is directed to physicians. Telling a physician what you want to happen when you're lingering.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that applies to Terry Schiavo. But look, when she's a young woman and she is seriously injured, and then the debate for many years after that is whether she's in a permanent vegetative state. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was the essence of that story. Her husband, who after a while took up with another woman, did not marry her, of course, because he remained married to Terry Schiavo, versus Terry Schiavo's parents. Terry Schiavo, for what it is worth, a young Catholic girl from that point of view, great emphasis on life and so forth. And so the battle was set between Terry Schiavo's husband, again, who had taken up with another woman, and her parents. Look, this is their daughter. They're not going to back away and let the guy who's taken up with another woman. And, you know, there were lingering questions about, you know, did he have an involvement in the injury that led to this situation?
And it was whether or not they can turn her off, right?
Yes.
And
turn
so
her off based on whether or not she was in a permanent vegetative state. But the idea, the directive of physicians exists for that purpose. Now, Ted Williams, baseball great.
Did Terry Schiavo have a directive? Did she have a directive of any sort?
You can go to Terry Schiavo on Wikipedia and research that. And you can report back on when we do your show on Ponzi schemes
Okay.
3 weeks. But on with regard to Ted Williams and his head, there is an instrument known as a funeral directive. That's what it's called, directive for your funeral. All right, so you can deal with the issue. Yeah, I want my head removed. I want to be decapitated, and you can put my head in the freezer or whatever it is. You know, you can deal with that issue with these instruments. I'm being flippant here, but the thing is, you can deal with all these issues with estate planning. And quite frankly, I don't know that you can't go to the internet and do it right with the various forms that are out there with some of these issues, because they're foundational, they're fundamental. What do you want to happen when you're gone? That's not that complicated, although we as people can certainly make it complicated.
It isn't the problem really not that some of these things seem simple, but rather that you doing your own as a non-lawyer won't even know if there is a complexity in your case if you don't sit down and visit with a lawyer?
That's a good point. So let's talk about Anna Nicole Smith, okay? Anna Nicole Smith is a stripper, and she's doing her thing, and this rich guy gets wheeled in his wheelchair, and...
Now, she was probably rich in her own right, being a stripper as beautiful as she was.
She was shortly thereafter. But the point is, what do you do with that situation? Because men are just... As you know, I believe that women are smarter than men. We're not terribly bright beings. We are not terribly bright beings. We're driven by instincts that are just inherently adolescent. But so this rich old guy gets wheeled in there, and suddenly, you know, he thinks, I guess, that the stripper really loves him. But so what do you do about that situation? Obviously, here's the thing. Guardianship exists to take care of people. or to ask a court to bless the taking care of another individual through the appointment of a guardian, someone who makes decisions for that person because the person is said to be incapacitated. Now, look, it's not that unusual to have these issues about people who are elderly doing things that some of us might think are just foolish. And whether or not that's foolish or not, I'm not trying to judge the guy. I'm just saying that it's not that unusual these days to have an aging population out there doing things that some of us might say are just, they wouldn't do it if, for example, we might use the phrase, if they had their right mind. But guardianship exists where there is no power of attorney. So courts get involved because there's no power of attorney that you've executed ahead of time, and the court submits its will upon you because you did not do so. Now, what do you expect to happen otherwise? That's what government does. Government steps into the vacuum when people haven't taken responsibility for their own affairs. Do you have a comment?
I was just going to say, I would just want to run around crazy. What's wrong with that?
Well, some say that. Look, I think it's a form, at times, it's a form of elder abuse to allow that to happen, but I understand this notion of self-determination is so powerful, and you are a wonderful advocate for citizens who are accused by the state of heinous crimes and so forth. But then, you know, it's just a different point of view. But
falsely accused. All my clients are falsely accused.
So guardianship exists. And when you see the series of articles in the Chronicle that comes out about every 5 years, it's the same article again and again and again. They just find a new estate to bring up. And sometimes, you know, the players change. Often they don't. But I've seen this for 20 years now. And I swear it's every 5 years. But that's what government exists to do, is to fill the gap when people haven't acted with a power of attorney or with a will, for that matter. Or with a trust. And if you want to get in there and start messing with a trust that's been created, you're inviting a court to come in and to appoint people who are going to be lawyers and CPAs and that sort of thing, who charge a lot of money, to start messing with the trust. If you want to go there with your conflict, that is your choice, your self-determination. But what is it that you expect courts to do? We don't settle that sort of thing with guns anymore. So, of course, courts are going to appoint people in guardianships or with regard to disputes over trusts. And so we can have all these newspaper articles come out, but you're sort of missing the point. It really deals with human conflict and the nature to turn conflict into war. Once you make that choice, you see you cut off certain possibilities. You cut off certain possibilities to resolve things. But I'm suggesting to that everyone who's listening right now that we all have the ability now to avoid those conflicts in the future. I just got a text from someone who says I'm yelling, and I'm certainly not trying to yell. That's more of my Baptist preacher coming out.
I was backing up too.
But seminary flunky. But anyway,
we have a listener.
We all have a choice to avoid these things and keep them from getting out of hand. And that's what estate planning is. It's exercising your ability to do that. So the estate plan consists of powers of attorneys and directives, indeed a will and perhaps a living trust that defines what happens with your affairs when you reach the point where you can't make those decisions. That point may be a medical point where mentally you can't make the decision, or it may be a physical point. You're not there to make the decision. You're out of the country. Or so forth with a power of attorney.
Scott, let me slow you down because we're about to run out of time.
Yes.
If people do want to take the actions they need to avoid this probate fight, they can call your office, right?
They can. I'm racing toward that finish line at 888-TX-WILLS. That's 888-TX-WILLS, Daphne. But that's the essence of the probate war. Disputes over this planning. We have coming up in future editions of Bar Talk, in two weeks, the 2nd of December, you've got a show.
Yes.
What's your show coming up?
We're going to do a show on Ponzi schemes that time. We'll talk about what's wrong with those, why you shouldn't do them, and what happens if you do.
Yes, and very popular. As you know, I've sort of made comparisons to a lot of sales that go on right now, emphasizing whether it's trust or you got to incorporate for this reason or that reason. I compare some of that stuff to the sort of Ponzi scheme notion that's pushed. It's just about the sale, in other words. It's not about the value. Daphne, we've been talking about probate wars today. If people want to talk more about that, they can give me a call at 888-TX-WILLS. They can visit my website at probatewars.com. Daphne, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And to our friend Arturo, I wish him a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Back at you.
God bless everybody out there, regardless of the tribe or tent. We look forward to hearing from you next week, 2 o'clock, Bar Talk. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network.
This is the sound of your money growing.
Biz Radio 13.